Hi Chris, how are you?
Hiya Marion, how are you doing?
So I'm Marion, I work in the Developer Experience team in Microsoft Ireland, and we're live here in Channel 9 at Super Saturday. So just to start off, can you please introduce yourself and the guys who are online?
Yeah, so I'm Chris Tess O'Neill, I'm Principal Consultant at Claribi. Today in Dublin I've done a session on SQL Server 2016 Business Intelligence, but what I'm doing a lot more work on the Cortana Intelligence Suite at the minute, so yeah.
How did your session go, Chris?
I think it went all right. There were some really good questions on integration services and the capabilities there. Reporting services got a lot of attention. You know, there were a few people using master data services, which was good to see. Data quality services not there yet, but there's no real changes, to be honest. So yeah, I think it went all right.
Great. And what's your favorite new BI feature in SQL 2016?
Oh, it's got to be mobile reporting. I also like the custom branding as well. But then I like pinning. Yeah, there's too many. So in short, reporting services.
Okay.
What Microsoft have done with that is about time. So good.
Great. So in 30 seconds or less.
30 seconds or less.
Yes. Can you tell me why you think Cortana is amazing? Because I know you mentioned that during the session.
The thought of being able to go on to my Windows 10 desktop or my phone and ask a question of Cortana and pull back my Power BI reports is going to be a game changer. For me, it's going to be an absolute game changer. So if you've got Office 365, and if you've got Power BI and you're using Windows 10, you can do that functionality now. But what it does is it gives you the opportunity to expand into the capability of the Cortana Intelligence Suite, and that opens up a whole new world, yeah, with machine learning, big data, analytics, and then of course the transformation of the data through Azure Data Factory or event hubs with IoT devices. We're in a new world now, and if you think it's not happening, it is, because as different companies are coming to the end of the hardware life and they're asking questions, do we need to purchase new hardware? What I'm finding now is that the accountants, if you will, or finance people said, look, by all means, get the quotes from our normal hardware suppliers for our SAMs and so forth, but you need to include some cloud options in there as well, because my father's a financial director, and the bottom line is if he can get a better return on investment, he's going to go for that option. Yeah, so fundamentally, it's more than 30 seconds.
that's okay, we'll forgive you.
Okay.
And I just have one last question for you, and you kind of touched on it there. So you've recently started doing a lot more work in Azure.
Yeah.
Do you think that on-premise BI is dead?
Definitely not. So on-prem BI is not dead because it still needs it. If you look in the presentation that I did today, we looked at the integration between an on-prem technology and reporting services and a cloud technology such as Power BI. At the end of the day, there's still a lot of SQL Server boxes out there in the enterprise that still need servicing. There's new projects that need delivering. And the reality is that, you know, like James says, it's not a revolution. It's an evolution, and those words are very, very important at this point. So on-prem BI is definitely not dead, but what I think we need to do as professionals is start to look at the Azure technology seriously, even if it's just starting with an Azure virtual machine.
Yeah,
just to get you in there and view it, because it is going this way, whether it's with Azure or AWS, you know, there's different cloud providers, so we've got to get on board with it. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I know we have the next session up, so thanks very much.
Thank
you.
Cheers.